Christmas, happy holidays, and all of that from the gang right here. Tom, Greg, and Derek, we're all here today. Today is Thursday, December 21st. Guys, it's the shortest day of the year, first day of winter. Tom, that means we have the least amount of sunshine here in Wisconsin. What are you laughing about?
We don't have any sun in Wisconsin anymore, so how can we have less than zero?
We have less than zero today.
I'm looking right outside. There is no sun.
The sun's out there?
No.
Oh, well, it's light out. And today is going to be the shortest, lightest day of the year for us. Derek, you're in Minnesota. You get same amount of time as we do here, which is hardly any. But as of today, it is the shortest day of the year for sunshine.
I'll tell you what, right now it's beautiful outside here. Nice and sunny. Vikings 9-point favorites on Saturday night. It's just beautiful. It almost looks like summer outside right now.
Days are short here in Packerland, just so you know. And you guys are like 9-point favorites. I put my house that you're going to cover that at Lambeau Field. So, yeah, you're looking forward to the playoffs. It's the first time in 9 years we haven't been in the playoffs. So, but still, it's holiday cheer. Come on, let's not be down, Tom. Holiday cheer. Here we go. You got a Super Bowl jersey on right now. Looks like a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Represent. God, you remember that Super Bowl we went to in Houston? You got so drunk that day, night, the whole time? You were drunk, weren't you?
Well, the whole day. Well, not the whole time, but
pretty much.
Super Bowl Sunday was, you were too. We both were, but yeah, I got really drunk.
Yeah, a boss came down with his girlfriend, took our Super Bowl tickets, said, have a great time, go somewhere and watch the game. Thanks for working here. And that's what we did. We went to a Hooters at about 1 in the afternoon, and Tom drank till 1 in the morning and
missed the Super Bowl altogether.
No, on the bright side, it was a completely unmemorable Super Bowl. That was the one that had the Janet Jackson halftime incident, and it went down to an Adam Vinatieri game-winning field goal at the end between the Panthers and Patriots. So, yeah, we didn't miss anything. Fuck you taking our tickets, by the way.
He remembers it all right, but, yeah, we didn't need to be there. We saw it all. So, all right, so here we are. Christmas weekend. Merry Christmas, everybody. We can say that. And we hope you have a great, great time for everybody in the NFFC who's in the championship round. Best of luck. Tom, last night we had John Bosch on our show, SiriusXM last night. He's the leader in the NFFC primetime, $150,000. Not only is he first in the primetime, he's 10th in the classic. So he has the best chance. Not easy. But he has the best chance to win the $75,000 bonus there. And we also had Duke Viveros last night. He told us in Las Vegas, I'm winning the Classic this year. Right now he is leading the Classic. It's great talking to those guys. They both are nervous as hell. Duke sending his family up to the mountains. He's going to watch games by himself. So you got to love that family spirit. And John Bosch, he's also going to be watching a lot of football. So it was great talking to those guys, right?
Yeah, I know. They're both having great seasons. It's going to be a lot of fun in all our leagues. But, yeah, they're both looking forward to the weekend. They're apprehensive. They're excited. They're nervous. All the things that you should be when you got a chance to win a national contest. Both these guys are trending in the right direction. Duke, like you said, promise guaranteed. He called it. He Babe Ruthed it back in Vegas. And he's 1 weekend away from having it all come to fruition. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So, Derek, you haven't been in this position, but if you were in the same position as Duke, would you send the family to the mountains, go skiing? Me and my buddy Steve Shumway, we're going to watch games by ourselves and either win together or lose together. But you guys, you get the spoils, you get to share in these winnings, but get the hell out of here.
I think I'd absolutely have to carbon copy what he did, just as a preventative measure, if nothing else, because they'd only be able to last probably until about 12:05 with me yelling and screaming. I mean, the cats would have to be long gone somewhere, too. That's a great, great idea by Duke. So good luck to all those guys, and good luck to everyone chasing them. But, yeah, I definitely would have to do the same thing. It would be me, and I don't even think I could have a buddy over, because my buddy probably wouldn't even be able to put up with me. So it would be a lot of me and a lot of Mountain Dew and maybe some celebratory suds at the end of the day would be fun too. So.
Oh yeah, definitely. You got to have that for sure. But yeah, live scoring has to work this week. It's worked all year long. It has to work because when you're in that position, you are living on live scoring, watching the live overall standing, seeing what the guy's got, see how many more minutes his players have to play. You know, it's just going to be insane. And of course, we've got it Saturday night. We've got Colts and Ravens. We've got Vikings, Packers. You know, so there should be some scoring going on in those first two games. Then you got all the games on Sunday, and then you got two on Christmas night. What the hell's the NFL scheduling Christmas night games? But listen, I'm serious about that. I remember games on Christmas night. Jan Stenerud, I think, kicked a field goal back in the old days on Christmas night. But come on, you remember that game. It was Kansas City. I think it was Miami, actually, on Christmas night.
Never heard of them.
'70s, but yeah, we got Steelers Texans, we got Raiders Eagles on Christmas night. Come on, I don't mind watching on TV. I'm thinking about the people who have season tickets that have to go there. I don't want to go on Christmas night. Okay, whatever. But Tom, we don't have $150,000 on the line. But what are you doing as we watch our FSTA team beat Howard Bender this week? Are you kicking everybody out of the house, or you're going to be at Star Wars or something with your family? What are you doing?
What I'm doing on Sunday is I'm going to watch the early window, noon games here in Wisconsin, and then I'm heading down to Madison and going to see Star Wars on Sunday night. Monday, I'll be with the family, but we'll have football on. And we got, you and I in that league, we got a lot of guys going on Monday, yeah, on Christmas Day. We got three Steelers, DeAndre Hopkins. We got Jake Elliott Monday night, so we got a lot happening on Monday. But I'll be back home for the Monday night game. But as far as the Sunday games, I'm going to be at home early window. Want no one bothering me. Hopefully, we build a big lead and we could just coast on Monday.
Who's on the tight end whisperer's roster? I mean, we know your guys' roster with Bell and Hopkins and those guys. Who's on his roster?
He's got Cam for at his quarterback spot. Yeah. Let's see. I got to call his team up. I wasn't prepared to call his team.
Well, actually, we're picking up some players. Tom picked up a couple of guys for the championship round right now. Unbelievable, right?
Yeah. Well, we got Antonio Gates in the tight end spot over Jesse James. So, and we picked up the Panther defense. So his lineup is Cam Newton, Matt Forte, Melvin Gordon, Samaje Perine, Martavis Bryant, Michael Thomas, Tyreek Hill, Deion Sims is his new tight end, Harrison Butker, good kicker, and the Rams D, good D. So I think we should be about 30-point favorites, personally.
Oh, man, he picked up Martavis Bryant. He was our fifth-round pick, I believe, that could come back to bite us in that game.
I cut him last week, yeah.
What'd you do that for?
Because I wanted to load up on another running back. I certainly did not think Antonio Brown was going to get hurt and miss out on the Houston game. So, yeah, that's...
Okay,
that one could hurt us, but I wanted
Steelers,
to hear some
Texans. That's
we
a
needed
game,
running
then.
Back. We needed running back depth because at that time Tevin Coleman was still in concussion protocol. So that's what I did.
There's cash on the line for this league. I know this year.
I still like our team. We still got Juju, man. We're in good shape.
What do you think, Derek? We in good shape?
Yeah, I didn't like a couple of his starters you mentioned, though. Although he is a self-proclaimed tight end whisperer, so that Deion Sims pickup is interesting. Maybe people got to look at that for DFS this week. He seems to know what he's doing on tight ends most of the time. So other than that, I think you guys are, I would call you a solid 20 to 25-point favorites.
Oh, boy. I hope so.
35-point favorites.
We'll watch it for sure. All right, we're going to get into the games right now, but just want to say one thing. We've got a lot of good things going, football guys. I mean, the NFFC guys, you are going to really love next year. First of all, the fab is going to be great. Everything's being tested out in baseball, the draft room, the fab. It's all going to be ready to go for football. You're going to love it. And we also have an acquisition on the horizon that's going to be really good for everybody, but especially good for football. So we can't tell you what it is right now, but next week, hopefully, we'll have the announcement. It's going to really add to the draft room. It's going to add to the number of people playing in football. And, you know, you guys know what it is, Derek, but next week, get ready because we're going to have great news. Next week, we're going to be pumping the postseason contest. Sign-ups are, we already have over 100 teams right now for that one, so postseason contest is going to be good. You guys are going to be seeing your money real soon, right after the new year. It's going to be in your player account. So, I mean, Derek, we got a lot of good stuff going on. We know what's going on in the background here, but man, 2018 is going to be a good year for us.
Sure is. It's just every, as busy as we think we have been, We just keep getting busier. But we are excited about the new acquisition. It's almost past the pending stage. I think everything's signed and stuff. Again, we can't really talk about it till next week when it's official. But it's going to be a good thing. So and the baseball drafts are heating up. I was watching one last night. God, I want a draft.
I hear you, but yeah, Derek's right, Tom. I mean, this is a big news for us, and we are going to be busier than ever. I mean, we had almost 11,000 teams this year. We're going to have a whole lot more than that next year for sure, right?
Yeah, I mean, one of the big things that Sports Hub is about is being the destination for pay-to-play games, and the acquisition that we've made is going to enhance that even more. So yeah, I mean, we want to be a one-stop shopping destination for all of your pay-to-play needs and desires, and I think we're heading in the right direction without a doubt.
Yeah, and that's what the wallet is all about, and we're just getting that done right now, where you have your player account, and that money is able to be spent on Fanball, on CDM, on this new contest, on our contest, baseball, football, basketball.
It's all going
to be there, right?
Yep.
So that's the big thing that's being done right now. It's taken a long, long time with programming, but it's going to be done, and you're going to have your player ID, you're going to have your player account, and your money's in your account, and you spend it the way you want to. So lots of fun, and spend it on the postseason contest, $100,000 grand prize. It's going to be fun this year, because Derek, anybody can win this damn NFC. I know you want the Vikings to win it, but anybody can win. I like the Rams. Somebody asked me, who's that little sleeper pick out there? I'm telling you what, they seem to have special teams. They seem to have defense, offense. I think that Rams would be a nice long-term bet in the playoffs. We'll see, though, right?
Yeah, Tom and I talked about this on Tuesday when we did a kind of a playoff scenario, and I think the NFC is wide open, except for whoever that sixth seed I don't think has much of a shot, but the top five seeds, I mean, New Orleans right now sitting in the five spot. Going to be tough. They're a tough out. So.
Yeah, definitely. All right, let's talk about Saturday's games real quickly. See if you can give me a player or two from these matchups. Tom, we did this last night on our show, so you're ready to go. But Colts-Ravens, who are you liking that one?
Joe Flacco and Mike Wallace.
Hey, how about Alex Collins? That was Mike.
Alex Collins, yes. Forgot
about that. Okay, I'll get about him. Yeah. All right, Derek, we'll go to you. Vikings-Packers, who you like?
Feels like a Keenum Thielen game. Probably a Jerick a split again between McKinnon and Murray. I think you can start them both. Packer side, I guess. I don't know that I'd start any Packer this week, honestly.
Nobody.
I don't even think you can do Jamal Williams.
Nobody.
Just a tough matchup. Target's not there. I think the Vikings go in there, and as much as I have the fear of Lambeau Field in my head, I feel the Vikings walk in there and just destroy these guys.
Yeah, Devontae Adams is out, which is the wise move. If you're going to re-sign him, let's get him signed and keep him healthy. He doesn't need to play these last two games. So, hey, I took Adam Thielen last night on our show as not a bold prediction, but just saying last year in Week 16, he scored 44.2 against the Packers. He's not going to score 44.2, but he's going to have a good game. The Packers can't cover anybody, I'm sorry. I think Thielen rewards players again in Week 16. The NFL said, yeah, let's have him play the Packers again. Let's see if he can put up a big number. So that's what I see going. All right, Sunday, 1 o'clock games. We've got 9 1 o'clock games. Tom's got Lions-Bengals. Who are you liking that one?
I'm going to say it again, man. I said it the other day. Bengals are my upset pick of the week. I'm going to predict the Bengals are going to rise up and win one for Marv in their last home game of the season. So as far as who I like, A.J. Green, I like, obviously, is A.J. Green. For the Lions, I like Riddick. I like Jones. I like Golden Tate, Eric Ebron, and Stafford.
So this group is waiting to win one for Marv now. I never won a key game.
Sometimes life is full of things you can't explain why they happen, but they just happen.
Okay, I'm going to take that and take it to the bank with you. All right, Derek, how about Dolphins, Chiefs? Chiefs are going to come through on my 3-1 bet to win the division.
Dolphins, Chiefs, I think you got to, if they get away from Kareem Hunt, I'd be, it'd be a bad move for one thing. So I think they keep feeding the ball to Hunt. Alex Smith is probably fine. Jarvis Landry, as always, a solid play, and Kenyon Drake. I mean, I don't think you want to be too pretty this week on these games. Play your studs and let them go.
Okay, boys, I've got my ticket right here. Let me wave it in front of you here. 3-1. You guys said it was a dead bet.
As of last week, I thought it was no good, and now it's pretty good. It's
looking good.
They'd have to have an epic collapse not to win that division at this point.
How about my Packers $20 at 10 to 1?
You can put that in the bathroom and use that in case you run out of toilet paper, you guys.
Yeah, rip that up when Rodgers got hurt in Minnesota.
That would hurt my ass way too much. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to throw it away. All right, Bills Patriots.
On the podcast.
Bills Patriots. What do you like, Tom?
For the Bills, only LeSean McCoy. For the Patriots, all the key Patriots. Love Deion Lewis this week. I think he's going to have a big, big game.
All right, going to Derek on this one. Browns, Bears. Bears are 7-point favorites. They're 3-11, and they're 7-point favorites. What do you think of that?
Can I say no one?
Yeah, I honestly think.
I honestly think this is almost a no one game. I mean, if you have Jordan Howard and Josh Gordon, you're probably using him. But other than that, nobody else even close.
Bears defense, maybe.
Bears defense, maybe. Yep,
definitely. All right, Buccaneers, Panthers, 10-point favorites for the Panthers. What do you think, Tom?
Winston, Evans, Brait for Carolina, McCaffrey, Cam, Olsen for sure. I'm just not on Devin Funchess. He could show up, but
he's
I don't
banged
trust
up
him.
Still, too. He's just not, yeah, he doesn't look good.
Here's what I said last night, too. God help you if you have to start Jonathan Stewart. I hope you don't have to, but if you do, it's a great matchup for him. So I could certainly see Jonathan Stewart doing well. I just sure as hell wouldn't want to be starting him.
All right, best game of the week should be Falcons Saints. Over-under is 53. Derek, you start everybody?
Yes. Simple as that, yes.
I think so. And they had Matt Ryan. We're starting Matt Ryan, Tom. Keep him in there. All right, Broncos, Redskins. Stinker there. What do you got?
Both kickers. McManus and Hopkins. I'm pretty happy there.
Is there a safety in this game? How about a safety in this game? Do we feel one?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I think they're Broncos.
Demaryius Thomas should be solid. C.J. Anderson has not had good back-to-back games the entire season. Every time he has a good game, he follows it up with a dud. So I'm just saying, he was a monster last week, but so far this year, he's not been able to put back-to-back games together.
Yeah, I saw a tweet last night that said that Kirk Cousins is averaging 210 yards passing a game. He was 280 when Chris Thompson was there, so 70 yards less a game without Chris Thompson. And again, he doesn't have a number one wide receiver, but Thompson was able to take a short pass to the house an awful lot. They miss him. All right, another good game, Rams-Titans. Derek, do you like that one? Who do you got in that one, Rams-Titans?
Rams, Bobby Woods and Cooper Kupp for sure. Sammy Watkins, if you need him. Obviously, Jared Goff and Todd Gurley are obvious starts. On the other side, no one.
You're starting Delanie Walker.
Yeah, Delanie Walker. I forget about him. He's older than me, so I always tend to forget about him.
Tight end spot is bad. So you're probably
there's
starting
five
up.
Good tight ends, and he's one of them. You're absolutely starting Delanie Walker.
You know, one guy you mentioned there was Watkins. Real interesting. Where would he go next year? I mean, first of all, we don't know where he's going to play probably next year, but that's a guy on fantasy terms. I want no part of him. Didn't want any part of him this year, but, man, that's a guy who's going in fourth, fifth round. Where does he go? I mean, not even...
He might just stay where he's at. I don't know what kind of money he's going to get on the open market. He's in a nice spot there. I don't know that he really has the ability to go out and get a big contract anywhere.
Right.
No, he went to a good team with a good quarterback that needed a number one receiver and became their number three receiver. Yeah. That's all you need to know about Sammy Watkins. He's their third best receiver.
That's what I'm saying. The ninth, tenth round fantasy pick is about all you can get out of him. All right, Chargers, Jets, not much there, other than Antonio Gates, that is.
Yeah, Antonio Gates, baby. Started Antonio Gates. It's Rivers, Allen, Gordon for sure. There's nobody on the Jets I want.
All right, let's skip a couple here. Seahawks, Cowboys, what do we got there, Derek?
Return of Zeke. I'm using Zeke if I have him. I'm not, the Seattle front, it doesn't, even though it was good against the run, doesn't scare me. I know they got gashed by Gurley last week and probably want to fix things, but the bickering and everything going on in Seattle, I look for Zeke to come out and just dominate these guys. I think Zeke has a monster game.
I think so, too. I think that's what's going to happen. I mean, man, the Seahawks are reeling. Defense is reeling. There's infighting between Earl Thomas and Wagner, so crazy. All right, Tom, let's skip to the Christmas night games. Steelers, Texans. Ooh, he's starting everybody.
Everybody for Pittsburgh. Yeah, they're looking fantastic. All the key guys. You can throw Jesse James out there. It is a good matchup. For Houston, it's DeAndre Hopkins. That's it.
Come on, he's got to get 20-plus points.
No, he's fine. He's looking great. He's DeAndre Hopkins. You have no worries about him. I'm just saying, don't start Lamar Miller. He's terrible.
No, he is terrible. We talked about it on our show last night. We don't need to go any further. Neither one of us have ever been high on him. He is not a featured back. I hope the Texans go out, get a good head coach. I don't think Bill O'Brien's coming back, but then get a good running back. If they get a running back with Watson, Hopkins, that offense could be unstoppable. All right, last one. Raiders, Eagles, Derek, end the 2017 season for our NFFC guys with a good prediction on that game.
Eagles obviously need to win because they're going to have to keep pace with the Vikings after Saturday night, so they're gonna be all out. So Foles and obviously Jeffrey, running backs are tough there, I guess. If I had to pick one of those running backs, it's Ajayi at this point. On the Oakland side, I'm not using anyone. Derek Carr, forget about him. I know Tom's been on him the last 2 weeks. I told you got to get off, man. It's time to get off. Do not use Derek Carr.
Threw two touchdowns and ran for 40 yards last week.
Awful.
After a touchdown called
awful.
Back by a ticky-tack penalty.
Awful.
So there you go.
I don't think Derek should be bashing Derek Carr because he's getting a Christmas present from Tom and it has Derek Carr.
I've already regifted that over the internet on Craigslist.
There you go, see?
All right. That's why you want to
start Michael Crabtree for the Raiders. He should get about 30 targets in this game, so.
Well, Tom, you're getting a Derek Carr bobblehead back your way, just so you know.
That's cool. Derek Carr threw two touchdowns, ran for 40, had a third called back by a ticky-tack penalty. Should have been in overtime. I mean, hey, Derek Carr.
Hey, you can put that bobblehead next to that sports buff bobblehead that we used to get from JT if you have that one around yet.
So. I don't have any bobbleheads. I don't own a bobblehead.
All right, so that's it. That's going to be week 16. That's it for our podcast now. Everybody, I want you to have a merry, merry Christmas. Have fun with the family. Make sure you spend time with family. It's going to be a great holiday season. Weather-wise or not around here in Wisconsin, Packers-wise or not around here in Wisconsin, still going to be a great holiday season. Good luck to everybody in your championship games this weekend for the NFFC. Good luck to everybody, and we sure hope you do very well, and we look forward to giving you lots and lots of money. As I told Tom last night, after the football, we have been giving away over $40 million in the NFFC, NFBC, and basketball. That's a hell of a number. Never expected that when we started this in 2004. So good luck to everybody. Congrats to everybody that wins. And have a great, merry holiday season.
Yep, we'll be back early next week with the tentative winners of all of our contests, as the stats do not finalize until Thursday. So we'll be back before that with names and prizes and people will be on the edge of their seats till Thursday. So, again, we'll talk to you next week.
All right.